In Los Angeles, I'm Kai Riznall. Friday, the 4th of August. Good as always to have you along, everybody. I don't know about you, but I, for one, am ready for a nice quiet August news-wise. Before we get there, though, we got to figure out what happened this past week. Catherine Rempel is at the Washington Post. Sudeep Reddy is at Politico. Hey, everybody.
Hey, Kai.
Catherine, let's take a quick pass through the jobs numbers, if we could, just as a way to get going. 209,000 new jobs. The rate falls to 4.3%. My question to you on this Friday, almost 10 years after the financial crisis, is, are we back now? Can we say we're back?
We are back in terms of the number of jobs. And actually, the Hamilton Project at Brookings puts out this monthly report analysis thing where they look at the size of the jobs gap, which is how many jobs we should have when you adjust for demographics, et cetera, if we were to be back where we were when the recession began. And actually, in July, it was the first month that the answer to that was yes. So in terms of jobs level, again, adjusted for demographics, we are back where we started, but that doesn't mean people feel the same because of wages and things like that.
Right. So what else do you think, Sudeep, needs to happen besides jobs to get us feel? And I get that this is a very big question in 4 minutes of radio. How do we get back to where everybody feels all right? It's wages.
You got to spike the punch bowl. You got some. You have to have something else
okay,
in there. Right. Econ nerds just love talking about these numbers, but they're just not connecting with people. It doesn't feel like an exciting recovery, maybe because wage growth is okay but not great. We just haven't revved up in a way that makes it feel like we've taken off. But also, that lack of excitement is also a good sign for the duration of the expansion, because usually when these things fall apart is when it feels like a party, when people are a little too excited, and that's when you should be nervous. So maybe this points to the durability and the duration of the recovery being a bit longer than usual.
So slow and steady is good, right? Is that what you're saying, Sudeep?
In this case, could be the silver lining to it.
Yeah. All right. So, Catherine, August, we were talking before the gong went that we're all a little worn out news-wise, and in theory, August is going to be quiet. When Congress and the White House come back, though, discussion will turn to tax reform, among a bunch of other things. I want to know from you, which is going to be harder, do you think? Was health care harder, or is tax reform going to be harder?
If we're talking tax reform,
yeah,
emphasis
word.
On the second word yep. there, that's going to be very, very difficult. I mean, we haven't done this in 30 years, right? And there's a reason for that. It's because actually reforming the tax code means simplifying it. It means bringing down the rates and closing loopholes. But for every loophole, there is a constituency who wants to keep that loophole. So the politics of that, even when you have a functional government, which I would not argue we have right now, are very, very difficult. If we're talking tax cuts, which just means, you know what, lower the rates, forget all the loophole stuff, forget all the simplification stuff, just like take the top number and bring it down. That's a little bit easier. I think there's some support, even among Democrats, for example, reducing the top corporate tax rate. So if we were to scale back our ambitions and say we're only going to bite off corporate taxes, we're only going to change rates, that's a little bit easier to accomplish. But again, not a done deal.
Right. No, of course not. Speaking of scaling back ambitions, Sudeep, first of all, your thoughts on tax reform versus health care, but also the end of September, at which point the government will have, or the Congress and the president will have to agree on a debt limit increase and a new budget for the coming fiscal year, is going to be desperately ugly.
Desperately ugly is a good phrase for it. Tax reform is a once-in-a-generation moment. It doesn't feel like this is one of those times when you get a once-in-a-generation moment where all the stars align for a big overhaul of tax policy. We seem to be having difficulty doing some small stuff, and that nothing has really changed over the last few years. Being able to prevent a debt default and raising the debt ceiling, preventing a government shutdown, those are all things that Republicans have been fighting for the last decade. Now that they control the Congress and the White House, are they really going to just change their tune entirely? We don't really see a whole lot of signs of that, and that should make people a little bit nervous as you get into September, that the stars haven't aligned for the basic stuff, so they're certainly not aligning for the big stuff.
Yeah, let me save you a click. They are not actually going to change their tune. Sudeep Reddy at Politico, Catherine Rempel at The Washington Post. Thanks, you two.
Thanks, Kai.